Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We're located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're glad you've tuned in. We pray that today's message is a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238 or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares the message titled, Grateful for Something New, a New Day.
Say, Lord, go. I will lift. Beautiful. My eyes, come on. With the balcony, knowing my help, that's right, is coming from you. That's right, make it personal from you. Jesus.
Oh,
is so. So be it. It is so.
Lift those hands now, Lord. You are the source of our strength. You are the strength of our life. We will give you total praise. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be accepted in your sight, for you are our strength and our redeemer. It is in your name we pray and give thanks. And those who know it is so, say amen. Can you join one more time with the team? Come on, team. I feel you are you. Everybody.
Say you are the source of my strength. Yes, you are God. Hey, hey, hey. You are the strength of my life.
Thank you. Ooh, yeah. Thank God for Richard Smallwood. Such an anointed man of God. Amen. This morning, as we share this first message on a Sunday morning in a brand new year, our theme is grateful. God has given me a new series, amen, a seven message series that is simply entitled Grateful for Something New. Look at someone and say, I'm so grateful for something new. Seven messages that God has given us that we're going to share throughout this year. Today's message is the first of those seven messages. And our scripture reference is found in Psalms 118, verse 24. Verse 24, the New King James Version. Grateful for something new. So anybody feel like I do, that Lord, I just thank you for something new. He didn't leave you stuck. Amen. Allowed you to turn the page. Somebody ought to tell God thank you. Psalms 118, verse 24. This is the day the Lord has made. Can I just try that one more time? So I'm in the right place. This, look at your neighbor, say, this day is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And the people of God said, amen. Amen. Grateful for something new. First message of this series. Three simple words. Look at your neighbor and say, a new day. And before you sit down, I need you to wave at someone and say, I am so grateful for a new day. Now clap those hands as you take your seat. Amen. be seated. For it was just a few days ago that we all and people who lived all over the world celebrated a brand new year. But that is almost a universal celebration. Because unlike many other holidays, the celebration of a new year is something that's cross-cultural, intercontinental. It is universal. Something that people all over the world celebrate a new year. Everyone don't celebrate Christmas. Everyone doesn't celebrate Hanukkah. Everyone doesn't celebrate Kwanzaa. Everyone doesn't celebrate 4th of July. But most people do celebrate the beginning of a new year. In fact, look at someone and say, Happy New Year. In this age that we live in, age of modern technology, we can witness the celebrations of a new year in parts of the world that you or I may not ever get a chance to go to. We can go on social media, on the internet, and see how China celebrated a new year. We can go to Nigeria, a beautiful, strong country in the motherland. And we can see how our brothers and sisters in Nigeria celebrated a new year. We can go to Japan, Australia. We can go to anywhere and see, because of modern technology, we can almost witness that. We can also witness it in cultures and how they do it differently than perhaps we do it. Because of technology, we may get a chance to experience those celebrations and personally not ever visit those cultures or, quite honestly, totally understand those cultures. It is worth celebrating. However, in today's message, we would like to highlight something that God said to me that is perhaps even more significant than a new year, and that is a new day. Look at someone and say, a new day. Now look around at your neighbor and say, Happy Sunday. Okay. It's a new day. And here's what God said as I was putting this message together, Deacon Clarence Smith. God says, before we can celebrate the end of one year, we must first get through 365 separate days. Am I right about it? Because some of you have already started thinking about what you're going to do next Christmas. I'm going to go on a cruise. I'm having a vacation. But God says, slow your roll. Okay. Because before you can celebrate the end of next year, before you can celebrate another Christmas in 2026, you've got to first get through separate days. Can I preach? And what I've learned, and the older I become, my good friend Deacon Jimmy Taylor, who we grew up together, same age, the older we become, the more we appreciate the value of each and every day. Now, young people kind of take days for granted. And you look at life in terms of decades. And man, in 10, 20 years from now, I'm going to be doing this. But once you get a certain age, you just kind of slow that down and say, Lord, if I got up this morning, Deacon Lorenzo Spells, you're older than Jimmy and I. If I got up this morning, I thank you for a brand new day. Is there anybody like me, the older you get, the more you appreciate each and every day? If that is the case, then you owe God a praise for today. Listen, the late Maya Angelou is quoted as saying, and I know Mother Rose, she's one of your favorites. So when I saw this quote, I thought of you. The late Maya Angelou is quoted as saying, "This is a wonderful day, one that I've never seen before." Amen. We take too much for granted. And you may be experienced with a lot of different things, but this day, you've never seen it before. This is a brand new day that you ought to always give God the kind of praise that he deserves for allowing you to see. It's another day that the Lord has kept me, and I'm glad about it. Listen, here's another quote from one of my favorite humanitarians. I love the legacy and the history of the late former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, who was a civil rights icon. The late First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, the wife of our dear President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, is quoted as saying, "With each day comes new strength and new thoughts." And you know what? I can appreciate that, particularly the part about new thoughts. If you can think straight, you owe God a praise. May I take my time and preach this? I told the church this morning at 8, when I was a young man, I apologize and I've had to go to the Lord and repent for picking at the old saints of God. Because I used to sit in the back of the church in that little memorial chapel, and when the mothers get up, like Mother Josephine Anderson, Maggie Anderson, Mother Napa, and all of them get up, they say, "I want to thank God for keeping me in my right mind." Me and my friends would sit back and just laugh, say, what is a right mind? What in the world are they talking about? Until I got a little older, and I had to raise teenagers, and I had to pay mortgages, and pay a light bill, car payment too, car insurance. I had to go through all of that. Trust me. Now when I get up, I say, "Lord, I thank you for keeping me in my right mind." Now maybe some of you aren't there yet, but I just need a handful of folk that are grateful. Ooh. "I will keep thee in perfect peace." Ooh, I thank you, Lord. I said, "You can keep the money, just keep me in my right mind. If I can wake up in the morning and be able to think straight, then that's a blessing. May not have all the stuff you have, but clothed, as the old church says, in my right mind, that deserves a hallelujah praise." Somebody ought to give God a praise. Look at your neighbor and say, "Don't you judge me. You don't know what I've been through." And just to be clothed in my right mind, having gone through what you went through, I don't look like what I've been through. Whew. Somebody tell God thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Whew. It is important. Here's what God says. I want you to catch this on this first Sunday of a brand new year. It is important that we do not stress out over our past failures, our past disappointments. God dropped this in my spirit. Don't stress out over yesterday's problems. Because I need you to help me tell somebody, yesterday is gone. This is a brand new day. Instead, we should focus on being grateful for each day and new opportunities that those days are filled with. If you woke up this morning and there's breath in your body, you have a new opportunity to be blessed today. No wonder the psalmist says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. So it is a good time to take the praise test. Tell your neighbor, I am getting ready to take the praise test. Breathe in and breathe out. And if you can breathe in and breathe out, you owe God a praise. Someone ought to be on your feet, clapping your hands, and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. It's another day that the Lord has kept me. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Listen, I told the church at 8, we ought to, in 2026, wear out the words thank you. I want you to say thank you so often that you wear it out. Why? Because when you are grateful, it's hard to be mad. When you are grateful, it's hard to be vindictive. When you are grateful, it's hard to be cranky. It's hard to be moody when you're grateful. So all the moody, crankful, vindictive folk, I need you to do something. I need you to walk around every day and say, Lord, I thank you. When you think about getting mad, Lord, I thank you. When you think about how somebody got on your nerve, Lord, I thank you. Because if you can thank God for his goodness and all he's done for you, you don't have time to worry about what has not gone your way. You are so grateful that God has given you another day to get it right. Every day, look at your neighbor, say every day is a day of new beginnings. Every day means yesterday is behind you. Every day is a divine gift from God. It is of God's mercies that you're not consumed. Every day you wake up, you've got a gift from God. God, I don't care who has not been good to you. If you have breath in your body, God has been good to you. Amen. I don't care who does not speak to you. As long as God woke you up this morning, God just spoke to you. Oh, can I get a witness? Is there anybody in here that says, Lord, every day in 2026 is a gift from God? Listen, I have made up my mind. I am not going to take any more of my time worried about what has not gone my way, because every moment I take stressing over what has not gone my way is time I cannot have praising him for what is going my way and what will go my way. Sometimes you got to just praise God in advance. I'll talk about that later in the text. And so I want you to make up your mind every day. That is why we challenge you to write down something every day that you are grateful for. And next year, at the end of next year, you ought to have a minimum of 365 things. Most of you are like me, and you can think of more than one thing every day that you are grateful. And when you do that, watch God shift your attitude. Because you don't, folk will treat you bad. There will be folk that will treat you wrong. But if you're going to stress over it, then they will steal your joy. And I like the way the old church said, this joy I have, world can't take it away. Look at somebody and say, you can't take it away because you didn't give it to me. And I don't care how folk treat you, I still have joy. I can still praise God. Look at the text in this incredible Psalms 118. Let us explore what it says about the significance of praising God and the value and importance of a new day. Psalms 18 is believed to have been written by who was perhaps the greatest worshiper and praiser in the Bible. His name was David. Psalms 118 served not just as a biblical commentary, but as a song of praise for temple worship. It was about worship and praising God. This Psalms is unique, and a few of David's Psalms, he does the same thing. David, for the purposes of having us never forget what the real meaning of the psalm is, begins and ends Psalms 118 with the same words. He begins with verse 1. He ends in verse 29 with these words, and see if these words mean anything to you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. David understood what he was doing. He says, I'm going to begin this psalm, I'm going to end this psalm by saying, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And in between verse 1 and verse 24, David highlights, allow me to highlight for you several of the verses that David shares and see if they mean or resonate with you. Verse 5, David said, I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. Anybody ever had to call on the name of the Lord? There are some witnesses in here that say, I was in distress, but I called on the name of the Lord, and the Lord answered me. Look at verse number 6, New King James Version. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do to me. Somebody ought to write that verse down in 2026. Because some of you are already thinking about how it's going to be when you go back to work next week. But if you know that God is on your side, what can man, woman, child, boy, girl, what can anybody do for you? Because God is on your side. Verse number 8. David said, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put our confidence in man. Here's the lesson for 2026. Don't you dare trust humanity more than you trust God. I don't care who they may be. I don't care how close you may think they are to you. Men, that means humanity, can let you down. People can let you down. Your best friends, your closest comrade can let you down. And so David said, I understand this, so it is better to trust in the Lord. I trust you, Lord. Anyone say, Lord, I trust you. Lift those hands and say, Lord, I trust you. David, in verse 17, writes these words. I like this. I want to declare this. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Is there anybody in here that the devil's telling you, well, this may be it for you? Sometimes you've got to declare it out of your own mouth. If you declare a thing, sometimes it comes to pass. Is there anybody that want to declare, I shall not die? One psalmist said, I shall not die until I live to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Tell somebody there's some good things going to happen to you before you die. Ooh, who am I prophesizing? I want to prophesy over some church mothers, over some other folk, and say, not yet. God's got some good things with your name on it that has to happen to you. Somebody just leap to your feet and shout one time, not yet. The enemy is a liar. Not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet. Then David, in verses 21 through 23, David writes these words, I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. Verse 22, David writes, the stone which the builders rejected, has become the chief cornerstone. Sometimes what other folk throw away, God uses to bless you. Can I get a witness? Verse 23, this was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, God is doing something that will be marvelous in your eyes. Anybody ready for the marvelous, magnificent? Eye has not seen, ear has not heard. Get ready to be blessed in 2026. Can I declare a thing? This year, God's going to bless somebody like he's never blessed you before. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it is marvelous in our eyes. Somebody ought to help me praise God for blessings coming in, coming out, in the city, in the field. Get ready to be blessed, and all these blessings shall overtake you, shall catch up with you. Go look at somebody and say, neighbor, I declare you will be blessed in 2026. Go ahead and bless somebody. Thank you. Go ahead and wave at somebody. I don't need you to hug and touch because the flu and COVID is going around. But just wave at somebody and say, neighbor, I pronounce the blessings of God over you, over your family, over your job, over every door in your house, over everything you touch. Y'all, excuse me, somebody is getting ready to be blessed. Wave at somebody and say, healed, delivered, set free. Can I say something? Y'all haven't heard me say this. I'm not Reverend Ike, but I just feel this in my spirit. Look at your neighbor and say, money cometh. I don't know if I've ever said that before. This is my 30th year pastor, and I only say what God tells me to say. But look at somebody and say, neighbor, Pastor Jackson says, in 2026, money cometh. Don't y'all fool with me. I feel an anointed of prophecy. God says somebody's business is about to boom. Somebody, God's gonna just drop some stuff. God's gonna just drop some stuff. I wish I had some cash. My wife, lay something at the altar. Come on, lay it at the altar and say, money. Listen, can I tell you, Pastor Lawson, here's what God told me. The only thing you harvest is what you've planted. You don't harvest vegetables without planting seeds. And if you want tomatoes, you better plant some seeds in the ground. I don't know why I didn't plan to do this, but I declare and decree something is coming my way. I've got some family members I want to touch and agree and say money coming. I've got some neighbors that I want to touch and agree. Look at your neighbor, say it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Come on and plant a seed. Put a seed. Put a seed. Put a seed. It's coming. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Don't let folk judge your faith. Ooh. Ooh. Don't let folk judge your faith. God says if you plant, you'll harvest. If you sow it, you'll reap it. Ooh. My sanctified soul that God's going to bless. Now one more time, wave your hand at somebody and say, neighbor, I declare the blessings of God over your life, over your children, over your grandchildren, over everything in your house. Ooh. Verse 24, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Help me preach this and say, this is the day. Use your preacher's voice and say, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Woo. Three key insights. Do I have time to finish this? Three key insights. Number one, God is the source of every new day. Look at the text. This is the day. Not that your parents have made, but the Lord has made. Every day is an intentional act of God. He created it, which means that He has a purpose for it. If God made it rain, then there's a reason for the rain. Ooh, if God created it, that means there's a reason for it. A new day. Here's somebody. I want you to be blessed on this word. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor. A new day means God's not finished with you yet. Encourage somebody. Say, God's not through with you yet. I don't care what you went through. We may have gone through yesterday's problems, but yesterday's problems will not define who we are today. God's got new blessings with your name on it this day. Second key insight. First one deals with what God has done. Second one deals with what is required of us. In this new day, it requires a new response. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Yesterday's praises are not sufficient for today's blessings. May I get a witness? I know you praise God in 2025, but that was yesterday. Rejoicing is a choice. it is an act of faith. David doesn't say, if everything goes right, I will rejoice. If everything is perfect in my life, I will rejoice. We will rejoice is a declaration of our faith. We will rejoice. That means I say it even before I know what happens. Who am I preaching to? It takes faith to declare it before it, because somebody will get sick in 2026, but I will rejoice. Someone perhaps will lose their job in 2026, but I will rejoice. Can you declare what you will do even before it happens? Rejoice. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, in everything, rejoice. Wake up in the morning with a praise. Go to bed at night with a praise. Listen, if God wakes you up, he deserves your praise. If you kneel down, God deserves your praise. Can I tell you something? Everybody who goes to sleep at night doesn't get up the next morning. Woo. You act as if it's automatic that if you close your eyes at night, you will wake up the next morning. I had last year at least three people I know died in their sleep. One of my accountant friends who does my wife and I's financial planning, we called his office and his secretary answered and says, I am sorry to tell you, Darryl, but he died. I said, when? Last night. He went to sleep and did not get up in the morning, 52 years old. Who am I preaching to? So you ought to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, every day I get up, I will rejoice. Oh, I will praise God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall always be in my mouth. So somebody help me praise God for a brand new. Stand to your feet, clap your hands, and say, Lord, I thank you. Listen, as you remain standing, don't you take anything for granted. Listen, don't you take anything for granted. The granddaughter of the late John F. Kennedy, 35-year-old environmental lawyer and activist, died just a few days ago of cancer. And what I saw touched me, because it said, it doesn't matter what your last name may be. Doesn't matter, there are wings of hospitals named after her family, but it could not prevent her death. And so if you've got breath in your body, you owe God some kind of praise. And before I get to point number three, I am going to see how grateful you are. If there's breath in your body for the next 30 seconds, you ought to get as loud as you can, clap your hands, open your mouth, and tell God, thank you. Tell him. Woo. That could have been me sleeping in my grave, but God made death behave. You may not move like you used to, but if you can just wave your hand. stand, stand. Here's the third and the final insight. Second insight says a new day requires new response. Third one says a new day requires new expectations. Ooh, I expect something today that I did not get on yesterday. I expect God to make a way. You remember that song I began to quote earlier? I'm looking for a miracle. I expect the impossible. The sky is the limit. Ooh. A new day breaks chains of yesterday's bondage. It's broken. Look at somebody and say, it's broken. If you survived yesterday to walk in a brand new day, the chains of yesterday are broken. It allows us to put the past behind us. Tell somebody it's over. A new day gives us new opportunities to deepen our faith and walk in our divine purpose. Lord, I'm looking for you to do something. Woo! Somebody say, Lord, I'm looking for you to do something special right now. Come on, praise team, right now. Right now. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, move forward. Say, neighbor, I'm not going back. I declare my past is over. All things are made new. I am moving. I am moving. Everyone that want to move forward, leave your seat and meet me at the altar. And come on, just don't even think about it. Just make your way to the altar and say, I am moving. Ah. That's right. Give God a praise for a brand new day. Those hands all over this place. Listen, Israel New Breed writes, you make all things new. And I will follow you forward. Real simple. Real simple. Real simple. You make all things new. In fact, Regina, I kind of like the verse I skipped this morning. I'm not going back. I'm moving forward. I'm here to declare to you my past is over. In you, all things are made new. I surrender my life to Christ. Now, I am moving forward. You can't look back and go forward. You can't stress over the past and go forward. Is there anyone here today that would join us and says, I'm not going back, I'm going forward? Come on right now.
Back, I'm moving ahead. I'm here to declare to you, my past is over in you. My things are made new. Surrender my life to Christ. Now I'm moving, I'm not going back.
Tell somebody it's over.
Things are made new. Surrendered my life to Christ. Now I'm moving, moving forward. Oh, I'm moving, moving forward. Oh.
Those eyes, man. Ooh. God said to me that there is someone who wants this to be the first day of the rest of your life. We all have a past. We all have made mistakes. We all have benefited, and we are benefiting from God's grace and mercy. But this is the day the Lord has made. It's a brand new day with your name on it. It's a brand new day with your name on it. Some of you struggled last year, but here is the good news. Last year is over. Ooh, hi. Some of you struggled yesterday, but here's the good news. Yesterday is over. God says we are going forward. Come on, one more time. You make heaven made.
You make all things.
Those of you who are here and you want to go forward, you can do it one of two ways. There's a barcode on the screen. You can just go there and somebody will be there to respond. Or you can just stand at the altar and say, I am not ashamed to admit that this is a new beginning for me. This is the first day of something brand new for me. And if you're here and you want to commit your life to something better and greater, It doesn't matter what you've done. We all have, listen to this carefully, we all have made mistakes, and we will make mistakes. But the good part about the Lord is that you can still go forward.
That's right.
Even having made mistakes. Because he would not throw you away. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. Thank you for this message on this first Sunday of a brand new year. But Lord, even before we celebrate a new year, we are celebrating a brand new day. I thank you because you woke me up this Sunday, January the 4th, 2026. And I say thank you. Thank you for how you've blessed so many people, Lord. How you've done so many things. And we declare that someone today, under the sound of my voice, will accept the challenge to go forward. It is already done.
You've been listening to the worship services of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off I-77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services here on the radio. We're also streaming live on our website, bwcar.org, or on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and now on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you've missed any of our services and would like to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place your order for CD or DVD of today's message entitled Grateful for Something New, A New Day, please call us at 803-776-1238, reference sermon number 010426. Again, the number is 803-776-1238, sermon number 010426. Registration is now open for all men to join us Saturday, January the 17th, for our annual Men's Ministry Community-Wide MLK Prayer Breakfast. This free community event will be held at 9 a.m. at the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road Fellowship Hall. The MLK Prayer Breakfast is open to all men and will include a delicious breakfast, great fellowship, and a special message from Dr. Cedric McFadden. To attend, please register online at bwcar.org. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by checking the link on our website at bwcar.org. Or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to 73256. That's 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina 29290. Please don't mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 noon until 6 p.m. Thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.